News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
We are on the cusp of a deal being signed between America and Iran to end the conflict, and also, one assumes, to put in place measures in respect of sanctions, the opening of the Strait of Hormuz, and nuclear rules in respect of what Iran can and can't do with its nuclear program. Duncan Bullivant is with us. He's CEO of Henderson Risk Group and a former British Army officer and former UK diplomat. Duncan, there's obviously a lot of relief that there is a peace deal in the offing. Markets particularly have rebounded with oil prices dropping around the world. I suppose this is one of the definitive devil is in the details issues, though, because the preceding agreement that was thrown out by this administration, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, it ran to 159 pages and 5 separate annexes dealing with implementation, dealing with civil nuclear programs, all of the rest of it. Are we expecting something similar on Friday?
We are not expecting something similar on Friday for the simple reason that the Iranians will obfuscate, they'll delay, they'll drag their feet, because at the end of the day, the Iranians' main objective here is economic sanctions relief, which is linked to the nuclear program. The Americans, on one hand, very simply are saying, you will not have a nuclear weapon. And the Iranians, on the other hand, are saying, well, you know, we never wanted a nuclear weapon in the first place. And all that 440 kilograms of super enriched uranium was just going to be for civil use. So the previous agreements that were put in place were rightly criticized. They didn't serve a purpose. They provided the Iranians a smokescreen to hide and operate behind and made certain Western leaders, not at least President Obama, feel good about the fact that they'd done something. The reality, the devil, is in the detail. And I think what we've learned over the last couple of years in the region, particularly in the last few months, is that at the end of the day, the Iranian regime is determined through whatever means to give the impression that it is pursuing the nuclear weapon option, because it gives it leverage. It's the one thing that nobody wants them to have. And there has always been an argument that their threat of having a nuclear weapon gives them a seat at the table, whereas actually having a nuclear weapon leads them down the path of conflict, which they have now realized is economic suicide for the country. But we're a long way from a settlement. And the 60-day extension to the ceasefire, which is all it is, is in no way a comprehensive agreement on Iran's future nuclear program.
That's how you characterize it. Not peace deal, just 60-day extension to ceasefire.
It's an extension to a ceasefire. This is not the comprehensive peace deal, because the American position is very clear, and that is dismantling of the nuclear program. And the Iranians' economic relief, the release of funds that have been frozen overseas are linked to progress in that nuclear discussion. But there is no history in the last few years of the Iranians actually giving real ground in terms of developing super enriched uranium. It's always been a smokescreen. And I think the Americans are extremely nervous that they get labeled, the Trump administration gets labeled as weak on this.
So how do they progress it? Because presumably to achieve what the Americans want, you would need an Iran that is devastated and eager to capitulate. There's no evidence that Iran is in that position.
That is absolutely right. And I think what we're seeing now is a failure of the Netanyahu strategy and a failure of the Trump strategy, which of course are linked. And to a certain degree, Netanyahu has led Trump by the nose into this conflict. Is that by now the regime should have collapsed, there should be a nascent democracy, all the missile stocks destroyed, and all the proxies, Hezbollah and Hamas, ancient history. And that is simply not the case. You know, the IRGC are still calling the shots in Iran. There are still a lot of hardliners which relate to the nuclear program as well, because they want one, they want a bomb. And at the end of the day, Iran is deeply weakened and has taken a huge pounding the region is now gearing up in terms of the Gulf Arab states are buying and investing in more and more weapons. And at the end of the day, what this comes down to is a very, very shaky peace in Lebanon. Don't forget the Israelis were still bombing the suburbs of Lebanon last night, which at the end of the day is linked to the long-term stability in this deal. And it's very hard to see how effectively a 60-day ceasefire leads to a permanent peace. But we live in hope, and maybe at the end of the day, calmer heads will prevail. But Iran's ability to wage war in the region and to use its proxies against Israel and other Western targets is vastly diminished, but it has not been removed.
Now, when this began, it was a bit of a movable feast, but the prime objectives that got listed was regime change, which you have already discussed, a decapitation of the regime, but also of the military, so a disassembly of their military capacity, and then the removal of the uranium stocks. Across those three objectives, to what extent can the Americans now look and say, well, we got the vast bulk of that done?
Well, I think they can, you know, if they wanted to put a percentage on it, they could probably say they've reduced it by 60 to 70%. But the remaining 30 to 40% is still very potent. It will rebuild over a period of time. It won't be easy for the Iranian regime, and economically, they're very close to implosion. The problem is that if they carry on with the current situation, eventually they will squeeze the Iranian economy into collapse, and that might trigger something more positive in the long term with regards to a less aggressive regime. But it will also trigger a global economic crisis, because we haven't really seen the full effects of the diminished oil supply and oil flows on the global economy. There's still slack in the system, but we're at a turning point. And the other turning point we're at, of course, is that this is a deeply unpopular conflict in the United States, and it isn't doing Trump's personal standing or political position any good at all. So it's a case of who's going to blink first. And I think, actually, although it pains me to say it, I think the U.S. administration has blinked first, and the Iranian regime, although greatly diminished, and the economic situation in Iran is dire, and people are suffering hunger and power blackouts on a regular basis, the regime unfortunately will remain intact. But Netanyahu's position now is incredibly weak, because this was his plan ultimately, and it has failed.
Has it failed from an Israeli perspective? Is Israel not now in a better position than it was?
No. Israel is still facing large missile stocks in Iran. It's still facing a proxy in Hezbollah, which has been weakened but not removed. And at the end of the day, although we've almost forgotten about poor old Gaza, at the end of the day, Hamas has not gone away and will have been covertly rearming and re-equipping, albeit on a smaller scale, but it hasn't gone away. So Israel still faces the same challenges that it faced 2 years ago. And, Israel rightly has taken action to try and reduce the immediate threat from Iranian missiles and Iranian enriched uranium stockpiles, but the effect of the last 2 years hasn't been the catastrophic collapse of the Iranian regime that everybody was hoping for. It hasn't happened. There's resilience in that regime, because they've been building up for this moment for several years, and I think we're entering a very dangerous phase in this regional conflict, because both sides somebody once said that in order to achieve peace, either both sides have got to be near collapse or one side capitulates. Neither side is capitulating here. It's in their interests. It's both in the interests of the US and in the interests of Iran to take a long pause in the conflict to see which direction they go in next. But this is not an end to Iran as a regional threat. And nor is it a victory for the United States.
Thank you very much, Duncan. Duncan Bullivant, CEO of Henderson Risk Group, former British Army officer and former UK diplomat.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.